Everybody, welcome back to this issue of The Sword. I'm your host, Gio, and today I'm joined here with
Roman Soto.
Okay, stop.
Maya Gerd.
And Marcos Bentelli.
Stop saying and
for you. Alright, and today we're gonna be kind of talking about if Thanksgiving is an excuse for overconsumerism when it comes to things like Black Friday or Cyber Monday. So,
I actually think that it kind of is.
Explain what you're thinking.
Because Thanksgiving was born in the spirit of, you know, Puritan, really, like, basic ideals. And I think it strays away from that, and it kind of puts us into this modern world, and it really isn't that good that we waste so much money for this thing that's supposed to be like all like, what's the word for it, like old,
yeah,
and quaint.
Okay, how about you, Maya? What do you think? Do you feel like Thanksgiving is an excuse for overconsumerism?
I would say no. I don't necessarily think that's true, because I think that they're separate and, you know, they belong to themselves. I don't really particularly like think Black Friday has that much to do with Thanksgiving. And then also, it's like, I feel like in these past couple years, Black Friday and Cyber Monday have been so much less popular.
Really?
Like, I don't think people really go out on Black Friday that much. I don't know. Do you guys go out on Black Friday?
Okay, wait. Like, sometimes I don't. Like, my family in particular, they just really, like, we try to stay away from so much consumerism, and it's just like, I just think it's blah.
He's talking.
Okay, so we're back. How do you feel, Delaney, about the topic?
Like, me personally, like, I feel like my family doesn't really, like, do the whole Black Friday thing, and I remember going to the mall, like, maybe once, like, with my dad when I was younger. Yeah. And I feel like more than, like, my family, I go and, like, participate in, like, Cyber Monday and, like, Black Friday, because it's just, like, an easy, like, day where, like, everybody, like, does, like, the same thing. Why are you twinning? Wait, I just noticed that.
You know what? Wait, I do have something to say.
Okay,
I think I'm so sorry.
I first.
And, like, I feel like it's not, like, overconsumption, because I feel like I buy these things anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm buying them for, like, Christmas reasons. Like, I do,
yeah,
like,
your Christmas shopping,
like,
really, yeah.
I feel like I thought about these, like, products beforehand, and it's not just, like, I'm buying things because it's Black Friday and because it's on sale. I feel like I'm buying it for, like, my family, so it, like, isn't, like, overconsumption, because I'm, like, I would have bought it anyway, and it's, like, for, like, a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wait, let me introduce this, like, idea. So, like, Thanksgiving, no, I'm just saying, Thanksgiving is all about, like, being appreciative of what you have, and why would Black Friday be on that day where you're just trying to, like, again, like, overconsume, you know?
How do you guys feel about that? Do you guys feel like Thanksgiving, like, the whole idea of it has been kind of, like, twisted a little bit because of Black Friday?
I think it's been twisted by, like, the corporations of America. It's really changed a lot. Like, American corporations have really, like, swayed the way we view it and the way we, like, what we eat, what we do on Thanksgiving, and even, like, what we even, like, buy it from. I mean, in the recent years, we've, like, changed a lot from, like, in-person shopping to a lot of online shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Marcos. Like, I feel like it's lost a lot of its meaning, and I don't think it's necessarily, like, a result of people not liking Thanksgiving, but it's, like, an overall consequence of, like, the culture that's uprising right now with social media, and, like, individuality is a lot less, like, potent than people are, like,
as a president,
people don't care anymore.
Yeah, no, as I have a question though. As a president of entrepreneurial, whatever, what's your called name?
Entrepreneurship Skills Club.
Entrepreneurships, whatever. As the president of that club, do you feel like, I don't know, how do you feel, like, looking at it from, like, a finance perspective?
Oh, well, I mean, Thanksgiving is completely a, like, finance holiday. Same thing with, like, every holiday that we have nowadays are, like, pretty much not morally or religiously based at all. And that's why they change year to year. So that's why, like, for example, Halloween completely changes, like, people's commitment, people's, like, how many houses are decorated, how many kids are out trick-or-treating every year.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have any, like, base, or people aren't really actually connected to it. they're just connected to the consumerism that they participate in that season.
Well, there's a culture around it. Well, like
there's a culture, but that culture is all it's all a result of like financial decisions and like what you're buying or what's being advertised to you, what you're seeing in media. There's no connection to it. Like have you ever on Halloween thought of like what even is it? It's like Jesus's.
I thought it was. Well, I
don't. I fear it's not.
I don't think so.
I'm actually sorry. I don't know. Exactly. I have no connection. It's like.
I mean, the thing is, Halloween. Halloween was basically
spiritual and like
basically
about like witches.
So basically, the whole thing behind Halloween is like they like warm. Like the reason people would dress up is because they were trying to like disguise themselves with spirits. So like it was like a thing that was like spirits like came to like the. Obviously like the living world and like basically people wore costumes like blend in and scare them away.
I think it's like cultural in like some aspects but it's not really like it's generalized. Much more like in like westernized and I feel like that like the morals like behind Thanksgiving have changed a lot but I feel as though these morals that we're like putting on like this holiday are much better than what they were previously because they were very much like westernization and making people like a part of like this like white culture who like that like not everybody is this way and not everybody does like celebrate Thanksgiving and like that's like fine and like you can like celebrate Thanksgiving in like whatever way but I feel like it's better than like the former like way of thinking about it.
It's really
I agree. I thought that was a good point.
It's really been generalized just because of a more like a bigger like appeal to equality and like kind of like cultural like blending in California. It's really been generalized and a lot of these like these like religious events have lost their like religious aspects and just become general like holidays for people,
which is like good in like some ways and it's like bad in some ways but also like society does change like every year and like the meaning behind things changes and like that's just like a result of like humans becoming like different people and like making like
I can kind of see what you're saying because you're saying that like there's no individuality in the culture anymore. Yeah, it's just all generalized.
It's also led to a loss of morality and the loss of base of morality in these holidays.
Yeah, I think morality as a general topic is something that's decreased a lot and people base their happiness, they used to base it on their morality. Like people would base their happiness more so on pride and on adherence to like public things. And then with the rise of individuality and things like that, people now base their happiness on like okay what's gonna give me a moment of happiness you know like what's gonna like make me smile for a second what's gonna taste good in my mouth for like 5 minutes like what's gonna like be fun to give to my dad at the dinner table whatever like that's people's first priority now instead of what how do I like celebrate God or like the successes of our army
in psychology. I don't know if you guys have gotten to this. It's called like collectivism versus like individualism.
That kind of reflects the like second grade awakening in AP US history.
That was a very insightful conversation. Thanks for having us, Gio.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys so much for coming on. And until the next issue, thank you guys.
That's a terrible experience.